This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
You know, we baptized some kids a while back. They're not acting right. So I want to go back and get the kids re-dipped. You understand? We need to get them re-dipped. Oh. They need to be baptized again. Because it didn't work. The first one didn't work. The first baptizing didn't work. So they need to be washed. Okay? These kids need to be washed. They need to be baptized again. So we calling this re-dip. Because they just trifling. They really are. Re-dip. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Pastor Henry.
This Pastor Henry.
Oh, how you doing, sir? You're the pastor of Greater New Hope Baptist, right?
Oh, yeah. Why, yes, I am. May I ask who's calling?
My name is Patrick. My name is Patrick Davis. How you doing, sir? I went there to your church about 2.5 years ago. I went there and me and my wife, we got our kids baptized there.
Are you coming back to us or are you, your current church home?
Well, we haven't been in a minute, you know, but you baptized my son and my daughter, Kareem and
Tim. Right.
You baptize them. I'm sure you do a lot of people, but.
Yeah, I was about to say, I do a lot. I can't really pinpoint a name like that. You said it was about a couple years ago? Between two and three years ago,
you baptized my little girl and my son.
Well, God bless on that. I'm glad I was able to do that service for you. I was wondering, how'd you get my number? Usually any things like this usually get handled with the church, you know, one of my deacons or my secretary, but, did you call the church and they gave you my number?
This guy at the church, let me see, his name is Dobbs. Dobbs, brother Dobbs.
Brother Dobbs gave you my phone number, my information.
Brother Dobbs, I got this from Brother Dobbs that I could reach you. Now, you know him, right? He's one of your deacons, brother.
That's a good man right there. I've known him many years.
Okay, here's my reason for wanting to talk to you directly. Like I said, you baptized my little girl, Taylan, and my son, Kareem. What is baptizing is supposed to be? You cleansing them and you washing them.
Right.
Okay, here's my problem. You baptized my kids, but ain't nothing changed. They grade still bad. Disobedient.
Brother,
I don't see where your baptism hasn't done anything. Hold on, let me finish. I don't see where your baptism has done anything. Therefore,
Brother
all
David,
the tithes and stuff that I spent when I was there,
okay.
I want that money back.
Now you confuse me. I'm not sure. I think, you know, we need to stop this madness right now because you're talking about you want money back. I'm more than likely to baptize your kids. I've been at this church for many years, so I won't doubt that I'm probably the pastor you're looking for. But I just don't understand what you're trying to get at here about the baptism.
I'm saying you're supposed to, when people get baptized, it's supposed to change them. Am I right or wrong?
A cleansing. Okay, I see.
Yes, cleanse them. But my kids.
Let me ask you. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. You know, I mean, because you, like
bottom,
I said,
when we get
my
to
church
the
usually handles this.
Henry,
I still don't understand
bottom,
how you got
listen,
my number.
Listen. The bottom of it is your baptizing ain't doing nothing. My kids still grade bad. They still disobedient.
Well, Is that why they haven't been coming to church? You say you're not going to any congregation. Maybe you guys need to come on back to church, sit in on some sermons. You know, I even work with you one-on-one, but I can't do nothing about the grades in school. I mean, and overall behavior. That starts with you.
When you have baptized them, I should see a change in them, and I don't see a change. But all the time I was going to your church, I'm paying for these tithes, and I'm not getting anything. Hey, man, at the end of the day, Pastor Henry, I want my money back. That's what we have at the end of the day.
Brother Davis, that's not how it works, brother. You understand? I'm not trying to raise my voice at you, but you're all over the place. You want money back? I don't understand. What can I do for you?
I can tell you now. I'll show you what you can do. My kids, I done got them baptized over there with you. All that time I'm going to your church, I'm paying these tithes. And I get my kids baptized. But
the tithes don't have nothing to do with the baptism.
The tithes have something to do with all the time I spent over there, and I'm not getting anything in return.
Brother,
and that's what you call it.
How in the world am I going to figure out how much tithes you pay?
I know exactly how many.
You're calling my phone with this nonsense. You're not even a member of my congregation, and I just don't like it.
So, Pastor, let me ask you this. Who do you think you're raising your voice at, Pastor? Just because you're a man of the cloud don't mean that
I'm a man of God don't mean I can't cut your out. You understand that, brother? If it's something you need to deal with, you need to talk to the people at the church.
Why do I need to talk to Brother Dobbs when I'm talking
because
to
I do not
I'm talking to the problem you. Right now? You're the problem, Pastor.
I'm the problem.
I just spent a bunch of tithe money, and I know exactly how much I spent over there, and I want my money back.
Brother, how about that? That's what I care about, your tithe.
I said, your tithe.
Want me to spell it out?
Oh, well, here comes that.
Look at him. I bet they know how to spell it.
Okay.
Don't be calling me about no damn behavior issues with your kids. Are you baptized? That's the question you need to be asking. Is you living your life sanctified, huh? You know what? You know what, brother? I didn't got out beside myself, and I'm sorry, brother. I should not be using foul language against you. I think what's going on, we need to get you and your children, your wife, come on down to service on Sunday. I will sit with you as long as I can. I truly think counseling and talk is the only way out of this.
We
should not be fighting on this phone.
Yes, sir.
Now, once again, I hope you accept my apology for my language.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead, son. I can hear you.
Okay, Brother Dobbs tells me that you and him are together. Y'all together some mornings having coffee, you and Brother Dobbs are?
Every morning that I'm not at either a function or doing something for the building maintenance with the church, he's a good brother. Like I told you, I've known him for many years.
Right. And he said, now, when y'all having coffee, that y'all listening to the radio. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Do y'all be listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Yeah, it's always on the radio.
Hey, Pastor.
What's so funny?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Brother Dobbs just got me to prank phone call you.
No! No, wait.
Pastor,
so Brother Dobbs knew about this.
He the one gave me your number.
I'm too scared to cuss another word or say anything out of my character. I didn't think I didn't did enough for a lifetime today. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably as real as they come, and I tell my congregation all the time, I even slip up. So I think it would only be right if you play.
Let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest. It's 20.
Oh, man. You already know, man. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you go.
All right. That's it. No need for an applause. I'm good with that.
Good.
Huh?
Don't worry.
Huh? What? I shocked y'all with my ignorance?
No, business as usual.
No more shock value in me. All right. Lexington, 13, 14, 15, 16th of March. Comedy Off Broadway. The Nephew is coming to town. Tickets are on sale right now. Laying in the cut. Bricktown. That's Oklahoma. City, baby. The Nephew is coming there 28th, 29th, and 30th of March. Tickets on sale right now. Charlotte, North Carolina, April 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Comedy Zone. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, Nephew, thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.